Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I've actually had several experiences, but, you know, just one in particular that really has stuck with me for a long time. Not even a long time, but just like the past few, I can't even say a long time because it was a while ago. Probably about a few months ago, I had an experience that really, really startled me. So it all started like one night. I was sleeping upstairs in my house, and my room is the only room upstairs. Otherwise, my older sister and my parents sleep downstairs. And I'd woken up in the middle of the night, and, you know, I usually check my phone type thing when I wake up. And when I checked my phone, I was like wide awake, and I checked it, and I didn't know why I woke up. When I checked my phone, the time was 3:03 in the morning, so 3:03 a.m. And I know, like, I've watched horror movies, you know, I've listened to urban legends, I read them, I listen to podcasts type thing. I'm kind of into paranormal stuff, and I've always heard that 3 a.m. is supposed to be like the devil's hour. You know, that's supposed to be time when, like, demonic activity is at its high point, because, like, three, and, like, when you hear three knocks, it's supposed to signify a demon, because it's, like, three is mocking the Holy Trinity. So that's what I've always heard, is that 3 a.m. is, like, a bad hour. So, of course, you know, in my mind, when I woke up, I was like, oh, 3 a.m., you know, and then it's going to be a demon. But I just kind of laid there, checking my phone, and I couldn't really go back to sleep. And my dog, she's an Australian cattle dog, she was sleeping upstairs. Like, she sleeps upstairs with me in her kennel, but she was on my bed, and she was asleep. She was, like, dead asleep. And I remember I was just laying there, kind of looking at my ceiling, just kind of waiting for myself to, like, fall out back asleep. And all of a sudden, my dog, who is asleep at the foot of my bed, she jumps up and, like, four legs, like, fully standing on my bed. She jumps up, and she's facing my door. She was looking at my door. She's facing the door, which is closed. And she starts to growl and kind of do like little barks, not like full barks, but little like tiny ones. And she's growling at my door. And she's like, I sat up, you know, I tried to like pet her type thing, like see what was wrong. And she like would not move. She like, I couldn't even get her to sit down. Like she was a statue and like would not move. And she was so fixated on my door. The only time she's ever kind of displayed this behavior is when I took her on a walk one morning and we had seen a coyote cross the street. There's coyotes in my neighborhood and it's the first time I'd actually seen one in my neighborhood, and I was on a walk with her and she like, that's the only time she ever acted the same way is towards the coyote. So needless to say, I was pretty freaked out because I could not get her to calm down. Probably after a good 5 to 10 minutes maybe of her just staring at the door, she sat down, but she still would just not look away from the door. Like she was so fixated on it. And I was pretty freaked out because I was like, oh, that's, I don't like that. You know, my door was closed. I didn't know it was on the other side of my door. I didn't know what she was hearing or what she was seeing. You know, I've always heard that dogs are more sensitive and susceptible to the paranormal, but you know, I've never heard that for sure. So I was pretty freaked out, needless to say. But that was one experience I had, and it really kind of just chilled me. Like, and actually another time that kind of scared me even more, was actually a few, maybe a week or 2 weeks after that occurrence happened. I was home alone, and me and my sister were just talking, like, before I was home alone. She was going to work. Before she went to work, we were just talking about kind of paranormal stuff in general and some experiences that she had felt. And I had brought this one up to her about the whole little thing with my dog in the middle of the night. And I brought that up to her, and, you know, we talked about it. And I kind of joked around with her. I was like, you know, wouldn't it be funny? Like, watch, you're going to go to work and something's going to happen to me while I'm home alone. You know, like I'm going to see a demon. I'm going to get dragged down the hallway, like paranormal activity type deal. So we were just talking about that, joking. And, you know, she's like, if anything happens, call me type thing. And I was like, oh, I will. And, you know, she ended up going to work. And that was kind of the last I thought about it. I, you know, went about doing homework, just kind of cleaned up the house type thing. When I was cleaning my room, and probably about 2:33 o'clock, I'd been home alone for like a few hours by that point. By that time, I went downstairs. I was kind of done cleaning, and I went and like made myself food. I forget what I made, but you know, I just made myself food, and I went and sat down in our living room, and I was just eating, looking at my phone. Now, early up until this point, I had been cleaning up the house and my room. I had cleaned up my sister's bathroom, and after I was done, I remember closing her bathroom door. Now, sometimes with this bathroom door, it's downstairs, it's like our guest bathroom, but it's her bathroom because her room's directly across. If you don't close the door fully, like fully pulled all the way closed, sometimes it'll just blow open from like the wind, from like our open doors and windows. So like that happens a lot. But I was pretty like, probably 93% sure that I closed this bathroom door after I was done cleaning. Now, I was sitting down, eating, and out of nowhere, I'm just looking on my phone, I hear this huge bang in the hallway. Like, it completely startled me. Like, I dropped my spoon. Like, I was so shocked because it was just such a loud bang. It sounded almost kind of like a gunshot. Like, I know it's probably not similar at all, but that's just like how loud and startling it was. I was kind of scared for a few seconds, kind of frightened because I didn't know what it was or where it come from. So I just kind of sat there for a minute. Eventually, you know, I got up and I walked over to the hallway and I looked, and I felt uncomfortable, the sense of just unease. As soon as I saw what had happened, when I looked, the bathroom door was wide open. Now, I went over this, like at that point, I was just, you know, maybe I left it open, maybe it was the wind, but I walked over to the bathroom and I turned on the light, and, you know, I closed the door. I just like looked in the bathroom type thing. I closed the door, and then what I tried doing, so I was like, maybe it wasn't the bathroom. Maybe it was like something that was outside. So what I did is like I closed the door again. Like I tried pulling it hard shut. It didn't make the same sound. But then, you know, I opened the door and I threw, like I pushed the door open as hard as I could. And so it smacked the wall, by like the bathroom wall, and it made the same sound that I had heard. So that's when it kind of got freaky, because I was like, I just made the sound of the bathroom door slamming open, and the sound was just heard. Like I was really shook because it was the same sound, and I was so sure that I closed the bathroom door. But at that point, you know, I kept thinking it up in my head, like I closed the door, I closed the door, I closed the door. But then at that point, I couldn't remember if I'd actually closed the door or if I only thought I closed the door because I kept telling myself I did. So, just kind of freaky stuff like that happens, you know, and I was already kind of freaked out about that previous experience that I had and about my sister telling me about some things. And, you know, we kind of actually, like, I don't know if my parents feel the same way, but I feel like I've definitely experienced a lot of activity in our house. You know, like a lot of time I put stuff down, like my phone especially, this happens a lot, and like the TV remote, I'll set it down somewhere, I'll go do something, when I come back it's not there where like I left it, it'll be in a completely different spot. Like one time I was so sure I left it in the bathroom upstairs after washing my face, and I came downstairs and I made myself a sandwich, and then I went back upstairs and wasn't up there. So I searched all over the house, and then when I came downstairs to look, my phone was on the couch in the living room. So, of course, you know, I just kind of brush it off type deal, because I don't actually know if it's real or if maybe it's just me looking too much into it. So maybe it's just my overactive imagination. That could be entirely true, because I do watch a lot of horror movies and I read a lot of scary stories type things. So it could just be me overthinking things. But I really love your guys' show, and I love listening, and it honestly just brings joy, because I just love listening to this type of thing, and I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing. So I say just keep up the good work. I hope to hear my stories on there sometime. I think that'd be really cool. I definitely will probably call in again, because I do, like I said, I feel like I've definitely had a lot of experiences, and I feel like we do have a lot of activity in our house.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.